clean sheet, 3 in a row. Uh-huh. 3-0, 3-0, 2-0.
Yeah, no, it's good, and it's pleasing because we work hard on the back four, and the back four will tell you. Thursday night we work hard on our shape and our discipline, and you know, we knew Cliftonville, the way they were set up and the way they were going to play, was that you know, they might have had a little bit of, you know, the possession and the ball, but as long as we were disciplined, especially in middle four when they were tucking in, I don't think they were ever a threat.
The defence today looked particularly assured. I thought Callaghan was outstanding. Hawkey, Clark, Reece, Glendinning.
Yep.
That's what, you know, that victory was built on today, wasn't it?
It is, and if your back four perform and they do their jobs properly, it gives you the platform for your front players, your attacking players, to go and win you the game. And obviously, Jimmy popped up with a big goal in the first half, and Paul in the second half.
Goals are always important. The first one came at the right time, and the second one also came at the right time, didn't it?
It did, because the second one was crucial, more or less. It sort of killed it a little bit, because they had a couple of little half chances that were still well in it. At 1-0, it's always dangerous that you could let a chance slip and it could score. But first goal, massive set plays, what we work on, we're big on them. And the second goal is just a little bit of, you know, quality from somebody like Paul Smith.
He was outstanding today, wasn't he? I think he had one that hit the post, one that just went wide, and the second goal by him was just absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, no, he's good, and that's why, fortunately or unfortunately, Paul's been called up to the under-19s with Northern Ireland, so Paul's going to be away as of tomorrow, which is a great achievement by Paul, considering that people had overlooked him previously in terms of picking him for the 16-17s at Northern Ireland. So it's a great achievement from him. So he's come in, he's burst onto the scene, and I think he fully deserves his call. So I wish him well next week. We will miss him, but that's the joys of having good players. So we'll go with my blessings, hopefully come back, have him done well, and be ready to go again for us.
But all over the, I mean, Paul Smith's too late, but all over the park we look really comfortable there. It's really convincing,
yeah,
today.
You know, you said about the back four, the middle four, and even Andy, it wasn't Andy's most clinical game in front of goal or chances, whatever, but what he does do is he puts a shift in. And as captain, I expect that, and as captain, Andy demands that of himself. So the attacking stuff can look after itself on the odd occasion. Andy scored a lot of goals this year, but he done a job today for us in keeping possession and you know, being an experienced player for us.
It's three big games in a row we've won. Cliftonville twice, Glentoran, you know, there's real good signs here of real significant progress being made, isn't there?
I certainly hope so. And that's the way the club should always be. We should always be looking to improve, and from day one since I've come in, hopefully we've improved, and that's the way forward. You keep improving day in, day out, week in, week out, especially when you come to places like Solitude. And again, you know, I was well aware of our poor record here, but the players knew that they were more than capable of turning up if they performed their capabilities, and you know, we did that today.
It's all about keeping pressure on right at the top of the table and hoping for a slip-up, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll keep going right to the death. The players, again, were told after the game that we're certainly not going to throw the towel in. We're fighting. And if the worst comes to worst and we run out of games towards the end of the season, what we can do is finish the season on a high, get as close as possible, and hopefully put ourselves in a cup final.
Back in action at Windsor Park on Thursday night, Ballinamallard, you know, they've made it difficult for Glenavon today. They'll make it difficult for us on Thursday, won't they?
Yeah, looking forward to it. A lot of time and a lot of respect for somebody like Whitey Anderson, who's done a terrific job on a small budget down there, but he's done a terrific job. He's got good players, he's got experienced players in, and they seem to be, they're on a good run. They've made it hard twice for us this year. They put us out of the CIS Cup, my first game. And they also made it difficult when actually went down to 10 men, so I know it's going to be a good game and a tough game, but it's one that hopefully the players now relish.
It's what we want all the time, isn't it? Coming to big places like this, big games, and getting big wins, isn't it? This is what we want all the time now, isn't it?
No, that's the standards that the club have set through 130 years, so it's not going to change just because I'm the new manager. The standards have been set over the years, so it's now up to the players that are here at the minute, it's up to the staff and myself to make sure that we maintain the standards and keep driving this club forward.
Well done, David. You sent a good turnout of Linfield supporters home,
yep,
yet again. Happy twice in a row on this ground in 2 weeks.
Yeah, brilliant. Again, fantastic support. I know I said the last time, it's a difficult place to come at times with the busing and the effort that they make. So fair play to them today. They certainly made their presence felt, and hopefully they do go home happy, because that was a big win. It's a crucial win. And again, it proves to people outside of Linfield that hopefully us Linfield team's here to here to battle for trophies.
And at 2-0, you know, we saw it out, didn't we? You know, and even at 1-0 when they were coming back in, you know, there's character in that team now not to concede and not to throw games away.
No, you always expect your big players and your characters and your defenders to put their bodies on the line. They did that without ever being too much under threat, and that's not being disrespectful to Cliftonville, because they are a good side and they've got really good players. But I think towards 10 or 15 minutes, the onslaught didn't really come because we didn't let it come. And people says after the Glentoran game last week, Glentoran are a poor side, you beat a poor Glentoran team. You know, nobody gives us the respect to say, you know, that Linfield team's actually not bad. That's maybe why the teams that we're playing or beating in the last couple of weeks haven't got their selves in the game.
Well done today. Thoroughly enjoyable. And let's go again on Thursday night.
Yep.